Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
A Guinness Easter egg currently on sale on supermarket shelves and which contains 5% alcohol has received criticism from some quarters. Alcohol Action Ireland says selling this type of product is how future drinkers are enrolled, while others suggest this type of chocolate liqueur has always been available. I'm joined by Eunan McKinney, who's spokesperson for Alcohol Action Ireland, by Patricia Callan, director of the Alcohol Beverage Federation of Ireland. Eunan, we'll start with you. What is your problem with this Easter egg?
Well, thanks very much for having me on. I think what the issue on the Easter egg is, and again, of course, we'll be seen as the party villain here, but I mean, essentially what I see it as is just an invasion of a space that is a child-centred space. Easter is another occasion for the alcohol industry to try and inhibit, but more insidiously, Easter is seen as and Easter eggs are seen as a child-centred event. And I just think that in this instance, it's just a step too far. And I think possibly in hindsight, maybe looking back on it, maybe we'll see what Drinks Ireland have to say. But, you know, I think it's just a regrettable step to have Easter eggs been on a shelf beside mini eggs and a Kit Kat.
But is it sitting on the shelves with your Kit Kat Easter egg or your crunchy Easter egg or whatever? It's not hidden.
No, it's not hidden, and there's no barrier on it, or there's no restrictions on it, and there's nothing on the packaging that outlines perhaps that it is.
Is there anything on the packaging that clearly says that, you know, this is a Guinness egg?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's clearly identified with the Guinness brand. Obviously, the licence that has been done with Lear Chocolates, who are the manufacturers of the product and the seller of the product, they obviously have, you know, licensed to use the Guinness branding on it. And in the ingredients, in small print, it does identify that there's 5% alcohol in the product.
Patricia Callan, why would the drinks industry really need to roll out a chocolate egg with alcohol?
Well, actually, it's a great feature of our industry. Going back for centuries, chocolate liqueurs have existed. And certainly in terms of this partnership, there are many more partnerships of other brands in the market where chocolate is married with a great alcohol brand. Equally, in terms of down the country where we have newer members, we're seeing people engage with small organic food producers. So, for example, you could have Irish whiskey in a marmalade. You have various drinks in soups and sauces and everything else. In this particular case, Lear are very much in the adult confectionery market, and indeed the photo that I saw was next to a luxury Kit Kat adult egg for $17.99. Certainly I wouldn't be spending.
A luxury Kit Kat? I didn't know there was a luxury Kit Kat egg aimed at adults.
So I think this is
the
key
thing. But on the same shelves.
But the critical thing is that in terms of when the brands would license their brand to another company like this, there are very clear guidelines in terms of that it is only marketed at adults. And Lear have confirmed in their statement today that that is the case.
There you
go,
Eunan.
And indeed, in positioning, it's up to the retailer to ensure it's out of...
So are you going, not our problem?
But to my understanding, it is in a separate section to do with adult eggs and the photo that I have seen.
Eunan?
It's
branded and it's exclusively for the adult market.
In the way it's presented in the supermarket, it's not that way. And it's not separated as an adult product. And indeed, if you read the statement from Diageo, it says it's intended that it would be sold as an adult product. Mm-hmm. Now, intentions are one thing. You know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But in actual fact, in practice, this Easter egg is currently beside mini eggs with a little duck on it. So,
the photo that's beside you here in studio is not. It's beside a $17.99 Kit Kat luxury.
A little mini eggs
you
from
can't even
Lindor.
See what they are.
Yeah, so like in the context of it, it just isn't. It isn't been sold as an adult product. It's been sold as an Easter egg. Now, let's just step back.
Easter
for a
eggs
second.
Are adults
let's
too.
Let's just back. Like the reason we're a little bit upset about this is because we're endeavouring to try and ensure that children are removed from the alcohol market. We're trying to ensure that children of the future don't become early drinkers, don't become initiated with alcohol. Now, the idea that you would place a Guinness product in the middle of a confectionery item, in the middle of a season when children are so interested in chocolate, seems to me regrettable.
Doesn't he have a point, Patricia?
Well, if you look at the image, if your listeners want to look at it, it's certainly unappealing to children. It's made from dark chocolate. In terms of the Guinness in it, it's mini pints, it's in chocolate truffles, and it's a minimal quantity. And it also carries the Drinkaware logo and branding. And it's certainly not our intention to target young people. And indeed, we've been working really hard on this. And the last study showed that 70% of children have never had a drink because of all of the marketing measures that we've put in place.
But I suppose, is the issue,
children.
Eunan McKinney, and be clear about this. Is it the product or is it the positioning?
It's the positioning of it. I mean, I completely understand that adults buy Easter eggs and they buy them for adults. And, you know, indeed in my own house, you know, if I was to go home without an Easter egg, I wouldn't be all that popular. So I understand that adults want to buy Easter eggs and everything else. But this product has been placed in the centre of what is an occasion of Easter. Now, myself and Patricia have previously had dispute about Guinness trying to capture Christmas. Now we're in a situation where Guinness wants to capture Easter as well.
Shouldn't this type of product fall under the Public Health Alcohol Bill, Patricia?
Well, no, because it's just like, you know, tiramisu or sherry trifle or any of the things that we would normally consume. It's alcohol in low volumes in a confectionery product. So actually, it is certainly not an alcohol drink that would be or insufficient quantities that would even qualify for the test of an alcohol.
But
product.
Is it like tiramisu, as you say? I mean, I'm not going to see the tiramisu sitting beside the crunchies.
Well, you might, depending on the shop.
Well,
because there's crunchy desserts in the fridge next to the tiramisu. Yeah.
Well,
there is legislation in relation to this as well. I mean, it's an old act. It's 1962 Act, the Intoxicating Liquor, which actually deals with liqueur chocolates for the very reason of what we're talking about, to ensure that they are sold in an adult way and that they are sold in a separate way. This is not a separate way.
Well, should Easter eggs, you know, I mean, at the end of the line here, I mean, do we want to become a nanny state either, Eunan? Do we want to start, you know, lecturing people on what they can and can't buy and where they can and can't buy them?
Of course we don't. But equally, we don't want to allow a situation where alcohol is seen to be absolutely central to every occasion. You mentioned earlier the Public Health Alcohol Act. Mm. That's the whole point of the Public Health Act is to ensure that we begin a process, and it may take half a generation, it may even take a generation, to move to a situation where alcohol is not seen to be absolutely central to every occasion. And that's what this is doing. It seems to be capturing a middle space in relation to Easter.
Patricia.
Well, the industry has actually had voluntary advertising codes restricting targeting at young children since the early 2000s. And since that time, we've seen a 25% fall in consumption, but particularly in terms of those underage data, it's very heartening. And actually, that study showed that the majority of people who are drinking underage is because their parents are giving it to them in their home, not because they're trying to get it themselves down in the store. And this is a WHO Department of Health funded study with NUI Galway. So I think it's important that people have conversations as parents and realise that they should not be encouraging their children. And that's the most important issue rather than focusing
and
on
that is
on,
fine, but surely
an adult treat, but which is perfectly legal.
An adult treat, you say, but your argument would be in the wrong place.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in the wrong place. In the wrong occasion. It's trying to occupy a space in relation to what is a child-centred event. I mean, children are focused on Easter eggs for a good reason, because it's a treat at Easter. And what this is endeavouring is trying to do, put themselves into that space. Like Guinness.
But walk
Guinness
up and down
didn't,
the chocolate
Guinness
aisle and you'll see plenty of our members.
If I could just finish the point.
It's great brands
Guinness
aligning
didn't
together.
License this product to Lear for the fun of it. They did it for a very good reason, because they want to be seen as part of an Easter celebration. They want to be seen, possibly dubiously, in relation to how children are beginning to understand Easter. And I think that's not, I called it insidious, and I still say that's insidious.
And I presume that for Guinness to license this, there's a payment to Guinness as well.
I assume so, but again, I'm not commenting on a particular brand. I'm not here on behalf of Guinness, but there are plenty of our members and who, again, it makes perfect sense. You have a great craft drinks sector. You have a great craft food sector. There's plenty of good partnerships. And if you walk up and down the chocolate aisle, the standard chocolate aisle, there are plenty of our members' products in chocolate year round.
Have any of you tasted this egg?
No.
And as I said, I don't even like dark chocolate, so I won't be.
And no plans to taste
this
egg either?
No, I don't think so, Mary, on this occasion. John.
All right. Well, listen, thank you both for coming in and talking to us about it this evening. Eunan McKinney, spokesperson for Alcohol Action Ireland, and Patricia Callan from the Alcohol Beverage Federation of Ireland.